This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by dad of two, Robbie. Yes, that's right, we have a dad on the show. Woohoo! I'm very excited to hear a dad's perspective today. And we're going to be talking about the first few weeks with a newborn baby, as I said, from a dad's perspective. So welcome, Robbie. It's lovely to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
It's just nice to hear a different voice, and I'm quite excited to see, you know, what it's been like for a dad, because we speak to lots of mums, which is lovely. But, you know, it's just going to be nice, I think, to hear something different. Mate, who knows? Or it might be the same. I have no idea. We're about to find out. So am I right in saying you're a dad to two little ones?
I am, yeah. I do have a stepdaughter as well, who is 12.
Oh, amazing.
A six-year-old son and a baby daughter who is fast approaching her first birthday.
Oh, wow. And I feel like when they're just reaching that one-year milestone, it's kind of... In your head, they're still a baby, but it's like, are they going to be a toddler soon? Like, what happened next? Yeah. We're reaching that number one, you know? It's quite exciting.
Yeah, it's an odd time when we start moving about and gabbling. You're not sure whether they're a baby or a toddler. Yeah. You're not sure what to describe them as.
Exactly. I have a two-year-old and I still call him a baby because he's still... You know, I know I'm not holding him, walking around with him, but maybe he'll just be a baby forever. I don't know. Ask me in 10 years and I'll let you know. We'll find out. So talking about being a dad then, how did you feel when you found out you were about to be a dad for the first time?
Well, it was a mixture of emotions, really. First of all, I was quite surprised because it wasn't long beforehand that... my wife and I sort of decided not to use contraception, and we were kind of thinking we're at that sort of time in our lives we're ready for a baby. But it'd only been a couple of weeks and I was presented with a pregnancy test.
Surprise! Like, <"Wow." laughs>
Okay. I knew I said I was ready, but...
yeah, but you just never know though, do you? Because that's the same with me and my husband. We decided to try for a baby and I'd got all these things out, you know, what I need to eat and timings and all this stuff. And we literally got pregnant extremely quickly. So I totally understand your shock in that instance, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it completely blindsided me. I was a mature student at the time, so there was apprehension there because I wasn't working as well. So I had to think of I need to line up a job afterwards, and I actually had some important lectures straight away as soon as my wife had told me.
Oh goodness.
So I couldn't tell you anything that went on in those lectures. I think I was just sort of scribbling down potential baby names in a notebook instead.
Yeah, everything gets forgotten, doesn't it? It's like whatever was on your mind for, you know, the previous 24 hours is suddenly gone, and all you can think about is being a parent, isn't it?
Absolutely. And of course you want to tell everybody, but you don't really, because with it being early days, you don't want to tell everyone, but you want to scream it from the rooftops.
I know.
Big life-changing event about to happen.
It is, isn't it? And when you're first given that news, it's a bit like your emotions go up and down, don't they? One minute you're really excited and then it's like, I mean, I won't swear, but it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Yeah. You know, it's like up and down, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I think that's like a mutual kind of thing between, you know, mums and dads and any parents. It's just that it's overwhelming, then it's amazing. It's a bit of a roller coaster, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but 101 things going through my mind, but mainly I was excited. I'd wanted a child, but I just didn't expect it to move so fast. Yeah.
so as you're here, how was the labour with the two youngest ones? Did you enjoy? Was you there at the birth, and did you enjoy the being a birth partner? Oh, you was there at the birth.
Yeah, definitely. I was just so excited throughout the whole thing. that I wanted to be involved in everything. I probably did my wife's head in a little bit, to be fair.
Oh, really? Why do you think? Why do you think that was?
Well, she'd done it before because we have a stepdaughter. So I was full of questions. I was worried about certain things. And she said, no, don't worry about that. That's normal. And that's fine. And I'd be saying, oh, it says here they're going to be the size of a sesame seed right now. I know, don't worry about that. Yeah. And so I was probably a little bit overbearing, but you could tell she knew how excited I was because I'd come home from work one day, gone into the living room and found her pacing up and down, huffing and puffing. And she'd been having contractions for 4 hours or so.
Oh, wow.
And she wanted to wait until I'd got home so I didn't miss anything.
I don't know whether to say that's amazing or I don't know. Good for her. That's what I can say. Good for her.
I was pretty frustrated because I said, you should really have rang me because there's never going to be a better opportunity for me to leave work early. I'd have loved to have left work. Yeah.
best excuse ever. My partner's got into labour. I've got to go, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. But she'd done everything before, but I was really excited. So I wanted to be part of everything. The actual labour, it was scary and exciting at the same time. With the first birth of my son, his heartbeat was tricky to pick up, which was a little bit scary. But again, I think it was me being worried. I'd not been through anything before.
It's a new parent thing, isn't it? I remember when my first little one came home in the middle of the night, if I couldn't hear the breathing, I had to turn the light on and check his belly. And it was like as if I wasn't, getting any sleep as it was. I couldn't help but just be really sure that everything was okay. I think it's first parent nerves, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was quite lucky in a way to have Jen already have gone through that so she could kind of hold my hand. I know it should be the other way around and me being sort of trying to calm it down and keep everything nice and easy for her during labour.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a role reversal. She was saying, it's fine. Don't worry, Rob.
That's quite a good thing though. Did you ever feel, because I wonder sometimes about, the birthing partner, whether it's the dad or a friend or family member, do you feel like you can do anything at the time when labour's happening or do you feel like you're kind of in the way or do you feel like you can help? How did you feel?
You do feel a little bit useless because you can see your partner's in a lot of discomfort and pain and everything else and you really can't do a great deal. It was just a case of being in there and just trying to keep the spirits up, really. We did sort of share a few jokes and such along the way just to try and keep everything lighthearted. But it's a scary time, every sort of possible thing, especially with my son, because he came out and he came out with a thud. And there was no...
Oh, really?
Yeah, no crying or anything. So it was a real mixture of excitement and then complete terror. He was absolutely fine. He sort of quickly gave out a quick rah, but he was a very quiet baby. So we'd had all this fear about not hearing a heartbeat, and then he'd come out quite quietly. But no, he was just a little shy guy, I assume. It was scary. A little bit different for my daughter, because with my son, like the pregnancy itself, it all came about quite quickly. And once we'd gone to the hospital with my son, it was kind of over and done with within a few hours. With my daughter, we were in hospital for 2 days.
Oh, wow. So quite a difference compared to the first one, really.
Yeah,
in how long you was there.
Yeah, so it's a big sort of drawn out. It's more of an endurance event, this one. we're just trying to keep ourselves busy with snacks and full of crisps, really. And she was quite a straightforward birth.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but it was just definitely scary. But at the time,
did you feel more prepared the second time?
Yes, yeah, I did feel more prepared. Well, I thought so, but you forget how much that you forget. So I'd completely forgotten everything about having a baby the first time around. Because it's all such a whirlwind, and then you're just happy to have this healthy little human back home with you. But I did feel calmer the second time around.
Yeah, because you just feel, I guess like you said, you can't necessarily feel fully prepared, but you just, it's that experience, isn't it? You kind of feel slightly more confident in, yes, you know, in what's happening. But do you think you can... Did you ever feel prepared to be a dad? I guess especially the first time round. So when the baby arrived and you were suddenly at home, which I remember very clearly because I was like, what do we do now? I was a bit kind of shell-shocked. Once we'd got my firstborn home, I remember in the front room, he was still in the car seat, still had his little hat and stuff on. And I sat on the sofa and I was like, wow, we have a baby in our house by ourselves. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
how prepared did you feel to be a dad?
Well, I felt prepared, but I wasn't. I didn't have a clue, really. It's like I say, we'd had the conversation about I think we're both ready to have a child, but so I felt prepared, but no, I just didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't know what I was letting myself in for.
Yeah. Did you ever, so when you had your first little one, and you kind of maybe felt a little bit like you was treading water, just keeping things going, did you ever let your partner know, did you speak about how you felt about being a new dad and maybe feeling a bit overwhelming, or did you just kind of crack on with it?
No, I think we did have a conversation with me saying I was quite aware that I might have been a little bit over anxious about certain things, but no, my wife was great about it. She was quite happy to talk me through everything, and I think was happy that I was you know, excited and interested, really.
yeah
but
and so when you had the baby there then, so you got the baby home, did you, in terms of, obviously, I know you can't necessarily feel prepared, but when you first had, it was your little boy first, wasn't it? He was the first one for you.
He was, yeah.
How was that then? When you had this little boy at home and you suddenly realised you was dad, and obviously you had the lovely support of your partner who had a child before, but how did you feel that you suddenly, did you have this light bulb moment when you was like, oh my goodness, I am a dad?
It kind of happened in the maternity ward, actually, because with Gregory, my son, when he was born, the midwives actually gave him to me before Jen, which I'm not sure is that a usual thing? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I guess it depends what the setup is. I guess it depends on how the mum is feeling,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, she needed cleaning up a fair bit. So I was handed Gregory, and there was just a moment where I'm sat with him, and he's looking at me in the most quizzical face, thinking, who is this guy? And I'm looking at him thinking exactly the same thing. Who are you? We're both both looking at each other. And it was just a real moment where everything sort of changed in an instant.
I've got goosebumps, you know. You're just giving me goosebumps. Because it really is that I've got a picture of my husband holding our firstborn, because he held our first child before me. And I don't know what it is, but it's almost like a weird flash of lightning that you can't see. Almost like, hello, hello. And he was a boy, so I was like, hello, little one. You know, here's my son. And it's just that kind of, that first moment of holding them is just surreal, isn't it? Just absolutely surreal. And so I guess strange. we hear a lot about mums, you know, how they feel when they first hold their baby. And sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes it's a bit like, I didn't feel that connection. So it's quite interesting to hear how you felt when you held your son for the first time.
Yeah, really odd. Because I think it's, for a man, it's kind of abstract to think of another human inside your partner. I guess for the woman, she feels everything going on inside, but all of a sudden it becomes real. It's almost like an abstract idea before that, and then suddenly you're presented with a whole new person, and it's the strangest thing.
Yeah, it's like having to get to know someone. Someone suddenly moved in. You've got a lodger. They've moved in all of a sudden. You've heard about them, but you've never met them. And suddenly they're just in your house and that's it. It's like, because I struggled a little bit with my first one. I struggled to kind of absolutely like adored him, but I just struggled to feel like I had that real maternal instinct. And the health visitor said to me, well, you know, it is like having a stranger. You've just had a stranger in your house and you have to get to know them and they have to get to know you. And I've always kind of remembered her saying that, because it's true, isn't it? It's even though, you know, the woman might have had that physical connection, I guess for a dad or the other partner, it's even more so that it is abstract, because when the baby arrives, it's all, okay, you are actually real.
Yeah. and it was different again for my daughter, because we had her during the first week of lockdown. So it was everything was up in the air. And I got sort of booted out straight after the birth. So I didn't get that moment with her. So it wasn't until I took her home that I actually got to know her, which was very strange. I'd gone home on the night time just thinking, oh, I've got another baby, but I don't know her.
Yeah.
So it's very strange. But it is strange, I kind of missed out on that moment with my second.
But I think so you've got the baby, so let's say with your little girl, because she's the youngest. So you've brought her home. I know it's been a bit of a weird situation with lockdown and things like that. But how, when you're a dad and this baby suddenly arrives, how do the first couple of weeks work out? How did you and your partner decide who was doing what? Did you split jobs, or how did that work?
It is a case of playing it by ear, isn't it? Because I didn't realise how dependent the baby would be with the mother, especially with her breastfeeding. And it quickly became apparent that babies are only interested in being fed to begin with. So much like cats, it seemed to be, their affection was whoever was getting the drinks in. But so it's easy to feel a little bit useless in those first few weeks. But my role really was kind of behind the scenes and making sure that that my wife was okay.
And that's still so important. It's such an important thing, you know, to have that support there, I think. And I can imagine it must feel quite difficult if your wife's breastfeeding and that's all the baby wants to do. And it's almost a bit like, well, what do I do? The baby doesn't necessarily want to be with me, so what can I do other than just carry on as though the baby isn't actually here? You know, it's a bit like, does my life just carry on as normal then? Like, what happened?
Yeah. So basically I was just on tea duty
So, but that's, trust me, your tea duty is one of the most important duties you can have, honestly. It's, but it's all those little things though, isn't it? Because I do imagine sometimes some dads must be like, well, I just feel like a spare part. But all these little things that you do might not seem like a big deal at the time, but they're a part of a huge picture of the bigger picture, aren't they?
Yeah. And I was quite aware that because my wife had struggled a little bit with my first son as well, with breastfeeding. She was concerned she wasn't producing enough milk. So I was trying to keep her calm because I realised that stress was one of the reasons that she possibly couldn't express as much as she wanted to. And of course, that stress of her being worried about that was impacted upon the production itself. So it's kind of a vicious circle there. And it was just kind of trying to make her feel calm and not for her to worry too much about it. Because I think there is quite a bit of pressure on women to breastfeed. And we wanted to, and we did for as long as we could. But I think the health visitor kept really making the points with my wife and saying, oh, you'll make as much as the baby needs, but when the baby's sort of crying and seems hungry, it's easy to feel like you've not done enough, but which is crazy given how much she was doing for the baby. She just brought this human into the world, but it's an emotional time for everybody, really, but especially the mum. So it's just keeping up as you can.
And how was that for you then? Because it sounds like emotionally you was being a great support. And obviously it sounds really evident that, you know, you knew kind of what your partner was going through with breastfeeding, which can be really challenging sometimes. So how emotionally did you feel? Did you feel like you had kind of, you know, I'm fine, I'm plodding along? Or did you have moments where you was like, gosh, this is really difficult? And how did you cope with all of that? Because not only have you got this new baby as well, but you're also trying to support your wife through this as well.
It's easy to say, try and keep everything calm, but all of a sudden you've got a new person in the house screaming and keeping you awake.
What, not the partner had any sleep. Or the baby? If you ask my husband, he'll be like, I probably shouted more than the baby, to be honest.
Yeah, it's probably 50-50. But yeah. So it's easy to say to stay calm, but I mean, we did try to take sleep shifts. So if she was up a lot in the night, I would take care of the baby while she could get some sleep during the day to catch up. But when you're both operating with so little sleep, it's easy to become frayed.
Definitely. And I think talking is really important. So if you're struggling, it doesn't matter whether you're the mum or the dad or whichever parent you are, talking to each other is such a good thing because, you know, it's normal to struggle. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, or it's normal to say, you know what, I'm knackered, I need a couple of hours sleep. But if you don't tell the other person, they might not necessarily know because there's so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. But, of course, we had to take into account the my son as well.
Of course, so, yeah, even with another little one around.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess my role during those first few weeks was looking after him and making sure that he didn't feel pushed out. So I was taking him out occasionally and doing plenty of things with him. So there was no sudden decline in the amount of tension he was getting.
Yeah, which is always a thing to think about, isn't it? And to try and prepare for, if you like, on how you're going to split that kind of duty. So yeah. with your two, both babies, when your son and your daughter, how did you find creating a connection with them? Because if your partner was breastfeeding, I've heard men say before that it can be quite hard to build a connection with your baby because you don't get much kind of skin and skin contact. You don't really get much quiet time with them. Mm. How did that feel for you? Did you, I know you had that instant moment with your son, but even building on that, how did you build a connection with your babies?
It was in the moments when my wife needed a break. So when she was absolutely frazzled and pulling her hair out, I would take my son or my daughter, and these moments happened then. So I know with all of my daughter, I think I was giving my wife a break and just trying to relax my daughter. For both of them, I tend to have the magic touch of getting them to sleep.
My husband does as well. Did as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people just have that magic touch, I think, you know. I don't know what it is, but I'd like to have it.
So I think that's where the bond sort of started. With both of them, it was strange things that would get them to sleep. With my son, I used to whistle the theme tune to the Pink Panther cartoon.
And, did you? That's a great thing to remember. That is brilliant.
So, and for some reason, it was as if I'd given him a full turkey dinner. He was out like a light.
I can imagine anyone listening to this now is writing that tip down. Must remember to learn to whistle. Must try it.
Yeah, of course I tried it with my daughter to no avail. But yeah, she does tend to fall asleep on me a lot. I don't know if I'm just boring company for her, but she just tends to fall asleep straight away as soon as I spend any time.
No, it's not at all. It's comfort. It's that lovely, comforting, safe feel. That's it. It's not boredom at all. It's not. It's because of that. And I guess that's a sign of those little bonding moments, you know, that you've created where the baby does feel relaxed and calm. And you've managed to, you know, it isn't all about, you know, just, even though breastfeeding takes up so much time, if you can find those key moments in between, then that's where you can help build that connection, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'd say with the breastfeeding issues we had as well, that kind of helped me to create a bond with my daughter, because we ended up combi feeding. So I actually was able to feed her a bottle alongside the breast milk. So we actually had this moment where it's almost as if she's looking at me and going, oh, you can do this too, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't mind you so much.
But, yeah.
So that kind of helped, because we were having the odd bottle that I could help with the feeding.
Yeah. Did anything surprise you about becoming a dad either time? Did anything happen and you was like, wow, wasn't really expecting this?
Oh, everything.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah,
I mean, the belly button stuff was the strangest thing for me. So I didn't even realise you would keep this weird purple brownie dangly thing for a week or two afterwards.
From the umbilical cord.
The umbilical cord. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a bit freaky. I was so scared of it snagging. And my wife would say, no, there's no issue, don't worry.
I used to hate that bit as well. When you're changing horrible. Their nappy, and you know, I just used to always worry about it catching on the nappy, or I think, you know, these things are first parent worries sometimes, you know, first baby worries, because the second time round you're a little bit more relaxed because you're like, oh no, I've done it before, it's, you know. But the first time you worry about little things like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's just strange. You've got this beautiful little baby and this ugly, creepy little thing on the belly button. And then it just disappeared one day, and I was just scared it was going to end up on my pillow one night or something, just out of the blue. But it kind of haunted me that until it disappeared. But, yeah, it's all a bit strange. Even the umbilical cord was... that surprised me how tough it was to cut. I just imagined it would just be an easy cut, but it was kind of like, do you know, like a Christmas toy that's been packaged with that double plastic. And you have to get the scissors
out.
Yeah. It's really, really tough.
Was it? Do you know what? That's so funny. I don't think I've ever asked my husband what it was like to cut the umbilical cord. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a surprise. And then, obviously, blood went everywhere and it looked like a Tarantino film. So that was a bit of a shock. Everything was a surprise. Shoulder ache, just from holding babies. We did have some big babies, to be fair.
Okay.
my son was £10.9. Shoulders were aching and just everything was surprising. Even down to...
The
weird noises that you mentioned babies can make. So on a night time, you just hear a load of gaggling and hissing and some odd noises happening in the bedroom.
And it's not coming from you and you're wondering what is... You wake up in the middle of the night and you remember, oh my gosh, it's because we have a baby in the room now.
Yeah, or I kept waking my wife up. Is my daughter okay? And she's absolutely fine. So the only thing disturbing my wife was me just constantly waking her up to check the baby was okay. But they just make some crazy noises.
How did you find talking about being a dad? Because you know when you have a new baby as a mum, you're expected to go to these mother and baby groups, and there seems to be quite a lot of support for new mums, whether that's online or, like I said, baby and mother groups, play groups, all this kind of stuff. What about as a dad? Did you find that there was anything like that you could do with your little ones, or did you find any parenting groups that you felt like you could be part of, or did it feel a little bit different because you was a dad?
Yeah, I don't think that's as readily available for a dad. So it is a kind of... I mean, luckily, my wife was quite supportive with me, like I'd said, but outside of that, they do seem to be quite mum-centric. So I wouldn't say it's quite as easy for a dad to get involved with anything like that.
Yeah, I agree, actually. And it's only kind of speaking to you that's making me think about it. Because I know with Emma's Diary, so they... I don't know if you know this, actually, but they actually have a closed Facebook group. So, and it's just for dads. So it's called the... I'm sure it'll be on the website somewhere, but I think it's called the Emma's Diary New Dads Group.
Right.
And it's a totally safe space. So it's not... there's no like ads. It's not monitored or anything like that. It's not like an advert page. It literally is just a group of dads who can go on there and just talk about how they're feeling, have a chat about, you know, daddy life. And I think it's quite nice just to know that resource exists, because like you said, there just isn't very much out there.
No.
And sometimes dads need an outlet too. They want to speak to other dads to find out if how they're feeling or you know, how they're changing a baby's nappy is right, because it's all a learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I was lucky that my wife had done it before, but if she hadn't, or if she wasn't around, then I would have been really struggling. So I think anything like that would be invaluable.
Yeah. And so if you had to give a dad-to-be one piece of advice when it comes to surviving the first few weeks of a newborn, what would it be?
I would say, it seems obvious, but to have holidays and paternity leave well sorted beforehand. I had only just started a new job, so I wasn't really entitled to paternity leave from my first baby. Luckily, my manager was quite good about it and gave me a week, but it didn't feel enough. I wanted to be home. I felt like I was missing out. And it felt very, very strange to go back to work after that week. Take as much time off as you can. You'll need like a month at least.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be so tired with not getting as much sleep. But also you just want to be around. And like I say, you need to be kind of supporting your wife at the same time.
Yeah, my husband was in a bit of a similar situation. He had just started a new job when we found out we were pregnant. So he got, I think he got 1 week's paternity leave and then took 1 week off annual leave, so holiday. Mm. So he had 2 weeks. And then I remember, bless him, he just struggled because he was really trying. So at nighttime, he tried to get up for like a early morning feed, like the four, 5 a.m. shift. Right. We called it shifts.
Yeah.
so he tried to do that. And then he was going to work all day and then coming home and still trying to bath the baby. Because, you know, just trying to build those little things, like we said, those little connections.
Mm.
And he was just absolutely knackered, bless him. And I just, you know, but I guess these days, depending on your situation, you can split paternity leave, can't you? There's different options you can do. But but like you said, if you can just attempt to be, we always say be prepared, but as prepared as you can be. But if you're in a situation like you were, and I guess like my husband was, that's where talking to your partner comes in, doesn't it? And if you're really tired and things like that, it's about doing that little bit of give and take.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
It's such a big job for just one person. Yeah, I think everybody needs a bit of support.
Yeah, and I asked my husband actually before we did this podcast. I was like, "So, what piece of advice would you give to someone?" And he said, "Just be helpful." Yes, and yes. I was like, "Okay." I was like, "I don't know if I want to discuss that anymore. I don't know if I want to push him anymore." but he said his response was to just, if you feel like you're not really able to do anything, just so like what you said, do those little things that feel helpful. So making your cups of tea and things like that, because they're, like I said, they're all part of the bigger picture, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's more important than you think. And just, you know, making sure everything's sorted. There's nothing else to worry about. Cause, cause it's a full-time job in itself, just looking after one baby.
Exactly. And so you're almost a year in now with your little girl.
Yes.
And I guess you've got your 6-year-old as well. So do you feel like you've got the dad parenting skills down, or do you feel like you're still learning?
Oh, yeah, not in the slightest. I'm definitely still learning. It's different challenges as they get older. So my son now is just starting to get a little bit cheeky, so it's trying to make sure he's behaving himself and with my daughter.
Yeah, there is no manual, is there?
No, absolutely. No, so yeah, it's just different challenges for different ages. So I guess I won't stop learning until they've flown the nest.
I bet it carries on even then.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
So is there anything from a dad's perspective when it comes to newborns? Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you wanted to mention before we finish off?
When it comes to newborns, let me think.
Everything, isn't it? There's so much whirling around. It's like, I need to tell you, you know, don't worry about changing nappies. You will have poo explosions. You know, don't worry if you don't get a shower. It's all right.
All that goes out the window. So I mean, don't worry about yourself for a good few months.
Just forget that about that for a little while.
You're going to take a back seat. It's a case of, you know, you're going to smell, you're going to need a shower, and you're not going to have time to do it. But it's all good fun, really. It doesn't last that long because I'm coming up to a year now for my baby daughter, and it just seems like I've blinked. And you just feel like you've almost not savoured it as much as you should have done. Because you kind of think they're going to stay that way for much longer, but it's so, so quick.
Yeah, so just make the most of it. I think that's a massive tip for any new parent, is to just, it might seem difficult at the time, but to really kind of enjoy those little moments, because they do grow so quickly. And I know that everyone is told that almost, you know, constantly when you're either pregnant or have a new baby. Oh, it goes so quick, but it really does. It really, really genuinely does.
And it doesn't feel like it's at 3 o'clock in the morning when you sat watching Paw Patrol or whatever. But it really, really does go quickly.
It does. But thank you so much for joining us today, Robbie. It's been a pleasure hearing from you and from a dad's perspective as well. And it's nice to kind of know lots of the feelings are quite similar, that even though we're in, you know, there's slightly different things going on for mums than there are for dads, it's quite nice to know the emotions are all very much the same. You know, you're in this journey together kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for sharing everything with us today. But before you go, is there anywhere that we can follow you online, anywhere you want to shout about before we go?
Yeah, I blog at paternaldamnation.com.
I love that name, by the way. I love that username. I don't think anyone will forget that.
and it's parenting stuff. So it's much the same sort of thing, talking about how I'm bodging about and fumbling around fatherhood, but we all get there in the end.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Robbie. It's been a pleasure having you on today.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.